Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Thursday, April 25th. A group of volunteers have found the remains of a missing Thornbury man. OPP say they received confirmation human remains found in Georgian Bay Township belong to Eric Spencer, a 60-year-old man who was reported missing in 2018. This past weekend, Owen Sound-based volunteer search organization Please Bring Me Home located the remains during a search of a wooded area near South Bay and Honey Harbor Roads in the Muskoka area where Spencer's vehicle was left 6 years ago when he was reported missing. Nick Oldreeve is the co-founder of Please Bring Me Home.
I'm just very thankful that we were able to assist Eric Spencer's family. This is not closure because I don't think, unless you know why it happened, it's difficult to get that. But we just hope this is a step in the journey of healing.
The OPP say no foul play is suspected in this investigation. South Bruce has set the date for its referendum this fall on a proposed deep geological repository to store Canada's used nuclear fuel. Advance voting will start October 21st in the lead up to referendum day, October 28th. Eligible voters in South Bruce will be able to cast a ballot on whether or not they want the municipality to be a willing host. South Bruce is one of two communities in Ontario under consideration by the Nuclear Waste Management Organization for DGR. The inpatient beds at the Durham Hospital are going to be moving. South Bruce Grey Health Centre announced yesterday 10 beds would be relocated to its hospitals in Kincardine and Walkerton by June 3rd. The hospital organization says the move will allow for better access to emergency care in Durham, while those in beds will also be getting more consistent care at the other sites. 24/7 service at the Durham Hospital's emergency room was suspended in March due to a nursing staff shortage. It's been open 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. Since South Bruce Grey Health Centre is planning to host community engagement sessions over the next few months about the service changes. Bruce County is hosting an information session next week for the Durham Street Bridge project in Walkerton. It'll be held at the Knights of Columbus Hall at 7 next Wednesday. Construction details, traffic plans, and other information will be shared at the event. And the Ford government's raising the speed limit along several sections of 400 series highways. The speed limit will rise to 110 kilometers an hour on parts of the 401, 406, 416, and Highway 69 near Sudbury. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks look headed for a dip at the open this morning after a sell-off in shares of tech bellwether and Facebook parent Meta after its latest earnings report. Yesterday, a fairly flat close. The Dow was off slightly, 42 points to 38,460, while the S&P 500 and NASDAQ advanced a bit. The TSX was down at the bell, 138 points to 21,873. Bitcoin is down nearly 1% this morning to 63,700 US. The price of oil is trading about a quarter percentage point higher at 83 per barrel, while gold is little changed, just over 2,340 an ounce, and the Canadian dollar is at 73.15 cents US. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning. I'm RJ Broadhead with the Morning Sports, brought to you by Bodog and Remax. The Bruins took a series lead with a 4-2 win in Game 3. Brad Marchand scored twice. Leafs are just 1-for-11 with a man advantage in the series. William Nylander could help the power play. He was out again, but with 2 days off before the next game on Saturday, he could be back for Game 4. Anze Kopitar scored the OT winner. L.A. earned a split in Edmonton. Vegas won in Dallas again. Golden Knights have never lost a series when they win the first two games. PWHL, Montreal clinched a playoff spot with a win against New York, and Ottawa helped their playoff chances by beating Boston. Blue Jays lost to Kansas City. They'll go for a split this afternoon with Jose Barrios on the mound. NBA playoffs, OKC's up 2 games on the Pelicans, and Miami even their series with Boston. Visit Bodog.net, your source of free casino games, poker strategy, and live hockey and football odds. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. In the PGHL playoffs, Lakeshore beat New Hamburg 3-2 in Game 1 of their Schmalz Cup semifinal. The Hanover Barons open their series with the Clarington Eagles at the P&H Centre tomorrow. And Owen Sound Attack goaltender Carter George and Team Canada take on Sweden at noon today in their first preliminary round game at the IIHF U18 Men's World Hockey Championship in Finland. You can always find more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX, you're on unfair advantage because we've done this over 2 million times. The weather's up next. Sunshine today with a cold start this morning, but we'll get up to a high around 9. Tonight, clear sky and a low of -2, and sunny tomorrow with a high of 13.